As crowds began to gather for a large rally downtown, a much smaller gathering took place in front of Pittsburgh's Zone 1 police station on the north side. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia reports what started as a one-man protest grew into three and may add more.
Tori Davis stood alone outside the station Thursday. Friday, he was joined by two women. One of them is fellow Northside resident Jamaica Moore.
I'm in fear that when my son walks to the store or go outside to play with his friends, that he might not make it home.
Moore's son is 11. The trio protesting held signs, including one that read, "Modern Day Lynching." Moore says she's told her son to do exactly what police ask if he's ever approached. But she adds she's still scared because of the shooting of Philando Castile, who reportedly followed police orders but was still shot.
I guess it's just like a way of life right now. A lot of my friends don't expect their sons to live past 18 years old. And that's not a goal of mine. I want my son to live. I want to be able to have grandchildren one day.
Davis says he will be in front of Zone 1 for the next 2 weeks, every day between 8 and 10 when he has to go to work. Moore says she'll keep joining him, and the two say they hope Moore will show up. Davis says he wants to end all forms of violence, including drug violence he says he sees in his own neighborhood. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.